At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Morning Magic at Magic 106.7. It's Friday, and very occasionally on Friday, we do a little thing called Special Guest Friday.
That's right, and we have a special guest in studio right now. Oh, I like that.
There you go.
Drum roll. Eva Chapman is here. Hi, Eva.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, my God. She said to me, I had coffee this morning. I don't usually drink coffee.
I know.
But she goes, I'm not a morning person, and for this, I had to drink coffee. And I was like, good call.
I know. It's funny. And I don't think I wasn't a coffee drinker when I was in high school. It was only when I started doing this job, because obviously this is not normal to be up, you know, when everyone else is sleeping. So
first question we have for you. Eva is from a town called Halifax, which I had no idea where Halifax is. So educate us. Where is it?
It's a small town near Plymouth, Bridgewater, Hanson. Name dropping some bigger towns.
That are nearby.
Yeah.
And you're a high school senior, do I understand? So you're a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
And homeschooled.
Yes. Homeschooled, dual
since
enrolled.
Since COVID or before that?
Since COVID. Or like a year after.
Yeah.
So.
What is that experience like?
I mean, I really liked it. My siblings ended up going back to school this year. I decided not to because it was my senior year.
Okay.
And I'm dual enrolled at Bridgewater State University, so I take some classes there.
So let me ask you about homeschooling for just a second. So you started homeschooling after COVID.
Yes.
And you were you the first in your family to be homeschooled? You're older than your two siblings, but were you the first to be homeschooled?
It was all three of us at the same time.
All three of you.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. How?
And who handled that?
My mom.
Your mom.
No, like that, I got to meet her, because how the hell do you do that?
I don't know. And do you really do what would be equivalent to a school day? Like a
curriculum and
two. And do you have a curriculum? Did she have like lesson plans and stuff?
In the beginning, it was more structured. We kind of figured it out after, though. Like, and there was good curriculum that we could choose from, so that was good.
Was it your idea? Was it your mom's idea, or you and your siblings' idea? You know, was it sort of a group decision that it's not working at school, or you just wanted to try something different, or you always wanted to be homeschooled? Or how did that kind of come about?
It was my parents' decision. They kind of thought about it for a while.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, with COVID, everything was so wacky and wonky. Mm-hmm. They probably figured, we'll just organize it and have everybody on the same path. What's the age gap between you and your siblings?
3 years. Or 2 years and some months.
Oh, my God.
So, that's such
and you're
a commitment
the
for you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's such a commitment for your parents to take on homeschooling. I've just given them a little shout out because it's not just you going to school and you got to take your classes and
they're involved. Mm-hmm.
It's a huge commitment. So that's really, really big.
Yeah. I'm grateful for it. It was a great experience as I'm nearing the end. So
yeah. So you're the end. No, it's really just the beginning.
Oh, God,
wait.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
I know.
But socially, do you feel like you miss out on stuff, especially because it's senior year, or do you still do a lot of the social stuff anyway?
Yeah. So I went to Silver Lake in middle school, so I knew everyone who's like in the high school now. So I went to prom. I think three homecomings. I missed one.
Okay.
Yeah. I forget why.
So you're not missing out on any of that stuff?
No, not at all.
I was going to ask how that works if you're homeschooled, like the connection with the school activity stuff, like the after school activity things, like events and dances and stuff. You can still go to those things. It's just the day-to-day curriculum stuff that you do at home.
Yeah, and I think not a lot of people know that you can get involved. I mean, Silver Lake was really good with it because I was already in the district, so.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. If you're not in it all day, that you maybe can't do the after stuff, but that's cool that you can do both.
Yeah.
And also the flexibility of your schedule allows you to take classes at Bridgewater that you're taking?
That's impressive.
And to get a jump start, so you'll have college credits going in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm led to believe that you're inclined to get into the exciting and lucrative world of broadcast journalism. Is that, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Do kids listen to the radio? You listen to the radio.
I mean, I have CDs in my car.
Yeah. CDs, though.
Oh, that's wow.
Wait, you're old school.
It's kind of a throwback.
So we'll dive a little bit more into what your plans are in terms of communications and journalism and all
we'll
that.
We'll try to talk you out of it. Come back.
That's all coming up. Special guest Friday. It's Morning Magic, Magic 106.7.